From Shore and Partners, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Morning, Mike.
We've got Graham Leeming on shortly, but warm us up. I mean, how good's this number?
Scalarup. We're talking about Scalarup. Yeah, reporting season in Australasia, and we'll pick up on some of those themes from the reporting season. Let's start with a good one, shall we? Scalarup. Interim report yesterday, so that's for the first 6 months of their financial year. It was a strong result. So their group profit up a very satisfying 20%. Group net profit after tax also up 20%, 28.9 million. So that is a record result for Scalarup for their first half of the year. So they've got the two divisions, Mike, industrial and agri, reasonably self-explanatory. They're both doing well. The industrial division earnings up 12%. Good to see strong growth in North America, which continues to increase as a proportion of their group revenue. So you would have to surmise they have navigated the tariff situation apparently quite successfully. That growth in the US centered around dairy applications, potable water and wastewater products. They've increased their dividend, which investors tend to applaud. Management referred to it as an excellent start to 2026, which is a nice succinct way of describing the result. Just to highlight, Mike, I just want to, this is an iconic Kiwi company. It's got well-known Kiwi products, but it is a global company now. And I think it should put 82% of their revenue in the is from international markets in the first half of 2026. It's a global company. They did mention the uncertainty and complexity prevailing in global markets. So I spent yesterday morning with a logistics company, Rhenus Logistics, and you got the tone also that, that it's still a turbulent place. The world is a turbulent place to be doing business in. The share price reacted positively, up 2%, so all good.
Yeah, exactly. CBA, we got the ASB here, of course, but CBA in Australia, they like what they saw?
Yeah, they did. I just want to look across the Tasman because the banks have made a big splash this week, Mike. CBA reported earlier this week. We'll talk about that in a minute. Yesterday was the turn of ANZ, which absolutely smashed market expectations. They had a $1.94 billion profit. That's just for the first quarter. That prompted a very strong rally in the share price yesterday, up 8.5%. These are big companies, Mike, and the banks are a major part of the Australian index. So they dragged CBA up with it yesterday, the share price of CBA. But that added to a big shift up in CBA following the result of the release of their result earlier this week. It was up 5.5% yesterday, but it's now put on over 12% this week after a 6% rise last week. So we're seeing a massive rebound in the CBA share price. So I'd say these are big and significant moves. Just one thing about this ANZ result, Mike, it comes as a result of sharply decreased expenses. So it's serious cost cutting, and I thought quite notable. The new boss, Nuno Matos, he's only been there since May last year, but boy, has he been busy. He's been swinging the axe. He has cut 3,500 staff. Now, for context, the bank employs circa 42,000. So you would have thought fairly scary times for ANZ staff. So this is the Aussie index, though, Mike, which is being lifted by the banks. Plenty of volatility in there as well, though. AMP Limited, which most New Zealand will recognise that, heavily sold yesterday, fell a whopping 27%. So we're seeing quite a lot of extremes.
Just explain, my reading of the government accounts yesterday was there were timing issues that may or may not play out at another point. Is that right or not?
Yeah, that's dead right. So you sort of got to hold the champagne. So the government accounts for the first 6 months to the end of December. So the key points, source deductions, POE tax, which is what disappears from your pay, 3.3% higher in Deck 25 than it was in Deck 24, over $6 billion for the first time. So it could be a bit of bracket creep going on there, though. GST revenue, though, evidence of the restrained consumer spending, it was 1.6% lower. Crown expenses were less than expected. So your Obigal X, lower than expected, but it's as a result of higher taxes and lower spending. But it does look like most of that lower spending is timing, so it could come back in the second half of the year.
Lay some numbers on me.
Sure. Well, someone just needs to reach out to Pam because the Dow Jones is now under 50,000. It's only 49,534. Just unreliable, these share market indexes, aren't they? down 582 points, 1.17%. The S&P 500 down just over 1%, 79 points, 6862. And the NASDAQ, the tech companies getting hit again. The NASDAQ down 1.69%. That's 390 points, 22,676. The FTSE 100 lost 0.75% yesterday, 103.93. The Nikkei, 57639, barely moved. The Shanghai Composite also barely moved, 4134. They say the Aussie index was dragged up by the banks, but tech companies dragged it back to offset some of that. Net result was it up 0.33%, 9034. And New Zealand index up 24 points yesterday, 13,531. On the currencies, one New Zealand dollar on the wholesale markets will get you 0.6042 US, 0.8517 Aussie, 0.5090 against the euro, 0.4435 pounds, 92.2 Japanese yen. Gold is coming off a little bit. It's down below $5,000, 4940. And Brent crude, $67.95.
You have an excellent weekend. Andrew Kelleher, Shaw and Partners.